African states, more generally, have committed to combating corruption, in particular by ratifying regional and international treaties, such as the African Union Convention on Preventing and Combating Corruption, which celebrates 20 years anniversary on the 11th of July, so today. The African Union has also declared the year 2018 as the African Anti-Corruption Year. What we have witnessed, though, since 2018 is a contradiction. So on the one hand, you have 48 of the 55 AU member states that have ratified the convention and adopted national mechanisms to fight corruption. At the same time, you see that corruption is thriving, you know, in Africa in a climate of severe restriction on human rights and civic space that limits the ability of human rights defenders fighting corruption to hold powerful actors to account for corruption and human rights abuses. So the report is really to draw attention to this contradiction, draw attention of African citizens, African states, and African institutions.
Can you give us at least one or two examples about the kind of repression that anti-corruption activists are subject to in which countries?
So again, just a bit of background. The report covers 19 countries in West and Central Africa. Those are the countries that the Regional Office for West and Central Africa covers. The report includes 31 cases of repression of anti-corruption and human rights defenders. This repression takes many forms. So they range from attacks on the right to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly, for example, using defamation or fake news provisions, to bans on protests, to even personal attacks such as threats, dismissals, economic harassment, torture, and unlawful killings of anti-corruption human rights defenders. We have, for example, in Niger, the case of the investigative journalist and blogger Samuel Sabou, who was convicted of defamation by electronic communication, based on Niger's cybercrime law, and sentenced to 1 month in prison and a $100 fine. She was simply convicted for republishing a May 21 article from the Geneva-based Global Initiative Against Transnational Organized Crime, which alleged that a drug shipment seized by the Niger Anti-Trafficking Agency was reacquired by drug traffickers and leaked back into the market. So that's one example of one case that we mention in the report.
Lillian, before I let you go, what do you think can be done? How do we prevent such behavior?
We think that this behavior thrives in a culture of impunity. So we call on the state to really end impunity. Impunity not only for corruption practices, but also impunity for attacks against those human rights defenders who denounce the corrupt practices.